Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sixth episode of the Gallery of the Mind. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. Come and step into the pictures that line the moonlit alleyway. Sit back, relax, and close your eyes. You feel really good tonight as you stroll into the alley and see the handful of people admiring the paintings that line the walls. One picture catches your eye. It is a picture of a bright, beautiful day. It is a picture of a sailboat bobbing along on the peaceful ocean. You glance at the title. It is In a God's Imagination. The words "in a" are in parentheses. Then you notice that there is a person on the boat, and for some reason, it makes you smile, and images begin to flood your mind.
In a God's Imagination. Pink flowers are rosy red, singing bluebirds always employ, that a dark star is in night's bed, and it fills orange with ice cream's joy. But the sun remembers a certain azure, and angels speak of such a place, where winds swirl so bright and pure, and lovely maidens dream God's face. Sweet and gentle rains speak memory, and rivers of colors speak of clouds. But nothing but whispers unto me, with the day so silent and the silence so loud. So I sail away into a sea of creation, forever lost in a God's imagination.
Then you are just standing there in front of the painting again. The music was Brandenburg number 4-1. Did you enjoy the journey? Tonight is going to be special. I have the usual fare that you'd expect, but I also have a little something extra. It is a twist that will take you to the next stage of the game that I am playing. Okay, back to the gallery. You feel someone tugging at your arm. They pull you away from the picture you were looking at. It happens inexplicably fast. So fast, in fact, that when you turn to see who pulled you, you see no one is there. You kind of feel a mysterious, holy feeling. You turn towards the wall and see a picture of an American Indian sitting upon a horse. He's staring at you. You look to the title, but it is just confusing. It is Alabaster and Mirrors. You don't think about it long as your eyes are drawn back to the Indian's eyes. It is like you are drawn into a dream.
Alabaster and Mirrors. Alabaster and Mirrors can show you where the horse has been, while the shiny moonlit scissors can cut the beauty back till when. A sorcerer's plate can sing a sound from the alabaster of which it's made. As it wobbles to the mindless ground, the flowers lose their life in the bitter shade. Hear the sound in the mind, hear the hooves mark the day. As memories and dreams become entwined, the trampled flowers mark the way. The rider looks forward and prays to God. He prays for the memories hidden so deep. The place before the horses trod, shrouded in mysterious clouds of sleep. So look to the mirror once again. Look and see where the horse has been.
Welcome back from another flood of images to haunt your head. The music was shamanistic. If you like the Gallery of the Mind, you may be interested in my CD. It's called Where Beauty and Darkness Meet. You can get it on my website, galleryofthemind.com. Well, there were so many images in the first two pictures that you decide to walk across the alley to a picture that seems to have nothing on it. It is merely a canvas painted black. Even the title is just darkness. You look closely at the picture, but cannot see anything. In a way, it's scary as you start to hear voices.
Darkness.
They're all around. I have to run. Oh, where do I go?
He ran through the darkness. He saw the torches of light approaching from many directions. He felt their hate. With fearful desperation, he ran. But his 14-year-old body was exhausted. He fell to the ground as hate overtook him, surrounded him. All he knew was that lines of hate were being spewed at him. The words of the rabble mixed and became unintelligible as his head spun. The words were unintelligible, but his heart knew they meant he would die. Reasons didn't matter. He was going to die. A pain almost as sharp as the feelings of fear slammed across his back, and his face went into the slightly moist soil. Before he could fully raise his head, he heard a loud bang, followed by cheers and laughter. The question, why, entered his mind, but quickly faded because he knew that reasons didn't really matter. Then he made out one word as he closed his eyes for good. In a place of light, he opened his eyes to the warm embrace of love. It was so comfortable, like how a baby feels in its mother's arms. Good morning.
Mother?
Yes.
Where am I?
Here.
Where was I?
You were in the world of dreams.
Mother?
Yes.
They called me dark.
How strange. You've always been a child of light.
And you are back again. I hope that picture made you feel. The music was again by Kevin MacLeod. Now is the time I'd like to talk about one of the pictures from last week. It is Darling, Darling Insanity. It kind of fits well with this show. For me, the poem is about imagination. Imagination is like a beautiful woman dancing wildly in the rain. The excitement of her entices you to go away with her, to dance an adventure you've never known. The places she can take you defy the rational and befuddle the mundane. It is a place to play where your dreams make up reality. And I have to say that I love Kevin MacLeod's song, Dark Dance, too. He is gifted. I think the song goes well with my poem. The music moves you along the poem. The poem goes like this. Darling, darling, insanity. She is a picture of what cannot be. She dances alone in the rain, enticing others to do the same. I can see her from behind the wall,
while I listen to her lonely song. I feel the darkness of her call, a deeper darkness than I've ever known. Blocked from her, I feel her soul. Darling, darling, come to me, and we'll move together and be whole in a place that cannot be. So I am with her, and we dance together, and beauty is born again and forever. I said the poem without the music. Now, I want you to listen to the music and see the poem, even though I don't give you the words.
Did you enjoy that? Were you still able to see the poem? Let's try it again, but backwards this time. I'll give you the picture, and then the music. Let the music guide your imagination. Then I will guide it with words. This time, we will use one of my personal favorites. I feel the music and this poem are absolutely perfect for each other. Close your eyes and let's start. You see a picture on the wall.
It is a picture of a gazebo in the middle of nowhere. Standing on the gazebo is a gorgeous woman with long flowing dark hair. She looks so bored, staring off into the dark. The wind is blowing her hair, and she seems to be glowing in the light of the full moon. Unseen to her, a short distance away, a man stands beneath a tree, holding a flower. He is looking in her direction. You look at the title and see that it is called There. After seeing the title, you notice that the word there appears hidden in the picture in many, many places. Where did you go? What did you see? It was kind of fun, wasn't it? If you feel like it, you can write down what you saw and send it to me. Anyway, let me guide you now.
There, her mother the wind kisses the sweet child. Her father the moon bathes her in light. I've a flower for there all the while, completely engulfed in the darkness of night. My love for her is silent, hidden in mysteries as dark as now. My desire is screamed but never sent, and I'm forever drawn to there somehow. Flowers cannot blossom in the silent shade, and longing will never end there in bliss. So a voice must animate wishes made, and a desire can end there with a kiss. So I wish that I could kiss her there, where the beauty of her face meets the darkness of her hair.
Now you understand the game. Now you see how this twist enhances your imagination of the story. I give you less details, and your imagination fills in the missing ones. Then I give you more details, and your imagination adjusts the story that you created. By the way, the music was Comfortable Mystery 3. Now for the final twist. You notice a charcoal sketch. It is a sketch of many overlapping faces. You feel a hand on your back as you look down at the title. You read, "None can hear," as you are gently ushered forward.
Thank you.
That music was Stone World Battle. Now, this is the final twist. I'm not going to give you the words to it. But I will give you the words next month. I wanted to give you all of the pictures for next month without the words, but I haven't timed this very well. So I will give you what I can. The next picture you come to is a picture of flames. And through the flames, you can see a woman's face. She is smiling. And you look down at the title of the picture, and it is simply Flames. The music there was an excerpt from Dragon and Toast. The next picture that I would like to present to you is a picture that I gave my wife. It's titled Soft Summer Snow. It is a picture of a snowy field, and in that field, one beautiful rose is growing. Come inside the picture. The beautiful music there was called Frost Waltz. I hope it intrigues you enough to come back next month. You see another picture on the wall, and it is a picture of a swirling black hole. And in that picture, you can see a man reaching out, hands spread wide. He's reaching towards you. And the name of the picture is When I Forget. The name of that music was Cheesy Cave. Well, please come back next month. I promise you, buttery gold, sweet to the ears. This has been the Gallery of the Mind.